Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Spreadsheets, clunky software, 100 different logins. Just to run your business? Ah.
There's a better way. Odoo. One simple, connected platform that handles sales, inventory, accounting, and more. So you can focus on growing, not juggling. Make the switch today at odoo.com. That's O-D-O-O.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
A Voice of St. Louis original podcast.
It's Friday, November 15th. I'm Debbie Monterey.
And I'm Scott Jagow.
The Farm Bureau has very significant concerns about this, and frankly, so do I.
U.S. Senator Josh Hawley told a Senate committee he's concerned about the Postal Service plan to overhaul its deliveries.
Yesterday, the Missouri Farm Bureau, which is my state's largest general farm organization, wrote to the Postmaster General regarding the latest plans that the Postal Service has that they're calling the Regional Transportation Optimization Plan. And as the Farm Bureau, Missouri Farm Bureau points out, what this plan amounts to is to eliminate end-of-day collection at post offices that are more than 50 miles from one of the nation's 60 regional processing and distribution centers, and to take other actions that would reduce the mail flow to rural America.
The Farm Bureau sent a letter this week to the Postmaster General expressing concern that rural mail delivery will take an extra day.
Northern Missouri Congressman Sam Graves confirming he's had talks with the Trump transition team about possibly being the next U.S. Transportation Secretary. Missouri Highways and Transportation Commission Chair Dustin Boatwright tells MissouriNet if Graves is appointed, he believes it would benefit the state and the rest of the country.
Because he would come into that role on day one with the knowledge that most people do not have. And he would certainly bring his Missouri upbringing into that role in Washington, D.C. From my standpoint, we can do nothing but win with Sam in that role.
Graves is currently the chair of the U.S. House Transportation and Infrastructure Committee.
Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker says he'll do everything that he can to protect undocumented immigrants in his state.
We have prohibited by law in the state of Illinois the use of any of our existing county jails or prisons for the purpose of rounding people up and detaining them. I want to be clear that there are certain circumstances in which the federal government, state governments should work together to allow deportation. An example would be somebody who's been convicted of a violent crime.
Trump's new border czar, Tom Homan, responded to Pritzker saying, "Game on. We've got no problem going through him. I've got 20,000 men and women in ICE who are going to do their job with no apology."
The current chair of the Senate Judiciary Committee, Dick Durbin of Illinois, is requesting a report on Attorney General nominee Matt Gaetz being made available in any confirmation hearing.
The sequence and timing of Mr. Gaetz's resignation from the House raises serious questions about the contents of the House Ethics Committee report.
That House Ethics Committee had been investigating Gaetz for alleged sex trafficking. That probe effectively ended Wednesday when Gaetz resigned from Congress.
The first bill to allocate the Rams settlement money would spend nearly $250 million on infrastructure and building repairs, but none of it would go to public schools.
Mayoral candidate and Alderwoman Kara Spencer is a co-sponsor of this bill. She tells KMOX why it allocates $0 to SLPS.
The school district is a separate entity entirely. It's governed by its own elected board. And I really think that, you know, these Rams funds, it's really not the maybe the best way to address those issues.
Spencer says the Rams' money should be invested in a way that generates revenue for the city moving forward. She did acknowledge there are struggles the school is facing, but called it a separate topic. The bill she co-sponsors faces an uphill battle at City Hall, with most alders KMOX spoke to expressing skepticism at best and opposition at worst. Sean Malone, KMOX News.
KMOX also spoke to a representative of the school district, or sent a request and awaiting an official response.
You know, it starts tomorrow, deer season, and more tags are being made available this time around.
Firearms portion runs through November 26th, and in some counties like Jefferson County, the deer tag limit for antlerless deer is doubling. Veteran outdoors writer John Winkleman has been penning stories on the topic for more than 30 years in Jeffco.
It's about management. Really, a responsibility of the hunters is helping the Department of Conservation manage the deer herd by limiting the population in areas where there are too many. That's why we can get 4 permits here in Jefferson County.
The same goes for counties like St. John, Washington, Franklin, St. Charles, and in St. Louis County. If you don't use your tag for the main firearms portion, there's an antlerless season in December.
It's not quite new, but it's new in some areas that you could be hunting. The chronic wasting disease mandatory testing is opening weekend.
There are 3 testing sites in Jefferson County for CWD, one across the street from Buckeyes in Herculaneum in the parking lot there, and the testing is always free. Stuart McMillan, KMOX News.
From the KMOX business desk, plans for a new early childhood center in Parkway School District South area has been halted. Parkway Board of Education member Jeff Todd says the $26 million project planned for land near Wren Hollow Elementary and Southwest Middle is no longer feasible. Todd says the district remains committed to early childhood education and will work to find new solutions for the youngest students.
I'm Debbie Monterey. The St. Louis All Local podcast is produced by the KMOX News Team. Get all the local news you need on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
Tired of losing power? Feeling powerless? Call Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, Electric today for a free estimate on a whole home standby generator. Never be without power again. Fully installed systems starting at just $99 a month. Power your sump pump, your fridge, your freezer, your garage doors, your heating and cooling, so your home stays safe and comfortable. Four Seasons is the largest and most award-winning Generac dealer in Illinois.
For the right reasons, call 866-4-SEASONS.
The details behind the Diddy indictment. Taylor Swift's stalkers. Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.